Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimizing your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
We be
dumping.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop
rocking through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feed up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Next is Les Cecere from Salisbury, Maryland. Yo, yo, K100, let's get off wrestling for a bit and talk about Hollywood. The recent quiet on the set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries that aired, and 90s kids are in an uproar over the mistreatment of minors and staff from Nickelodeon production. The main persecuting question is Dan Schneider, with accusations of foot fetishes and grooming minors, especially little girls. Doesn't help his case at all. To get an idea of Schneider's comedy back then, I listed a link to a short TikTok video around 1 minute of a skit that was on All That, the kids' version of Saturday Night Live involving Ray Romano, of all people, on Nickelodeon. Why don't you play the clip real quick?
You do want to see it? Okay.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Here we go.
Hey, Romano! Ain't it in here?
Why not?
Never been this hungry.
I gotta get something to eat!
I'll
think about it now. Anyone?
Nickel.
Thank you! Oh, I don't know who you are, but this pickle is the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's good pickle. You're going a lot. You don't really see that pickle until you're stuck in a bathroom.
Well,
okay. I don't understand. Is this supposed to be a reenactment of something they did on the show?
Yeah. No, that was on the show.
Yeah.
That was on the show. Like, but bro,
is it the kids' like, show?
The kids show, yeah. A Nickelodeon, they were showing sure it was definitely glory hole reference. Okay, let me finish an email because somebody
for sure.
Comment here.
Yep.
Okay. It's a kids show. This might be a hidden memory for Conan, as it may be the inspiration for a lot of his jokes on disco.
Right.
My question is, have either of you guys firsthand seen any shady practice involving minors in any industry? Conan sees some things in Mexico and disco works at Gentleman's Club, and both can be recipes for interesting stories. Seriously, that one guy on Patreon named Les. Les, there's not going to be any stories of any minors at my club where you got to show ID to enter. I mean, come on. Right. That's absurd. I've never seen any minor stuff with minors. How about you, Conan?
Yeah, I've seen people in powerful positions like flirting with minors and trying to, you know, hook up with them.
But very, like, okay, when you say minors, when I think of a minor...
Under 18 years old.
Okay, no. Okay, I understand under 18 years old. But, like, you know, you see a guy, like with a young girl, and you wonder... You know, whether or not she's 18 or not, right?
Right.
Because when you get it, kind of weird. Isn't it kind of weird how, like, when you were 18, you knew, like, what a 17-year-old looked like and a 19-year-old looked like, you know, but when you get older,
right?
Like, their 18-year-olds look like they'd be anything from, like, 16 to, like, 20. You know, as you get older, it's kind of weird, like they follow that. But my question is, when you say somebody under 18, but, like, if you're looking at a person with somebody under 18, you're saying, like, okay, is that person 18 or not? I don't know. Or somebody very clearly that looked under 18, like a 14-year-old.
Well, my rule of thumb always was, even in my 20s and my 30s, if she looks very young, just don't even fuck with it.
Of course not. But my question is, the one that you've seen, were they very visibly underage, or were they kind of like, they could be underage? You know what I'm saying? Very clear, huh? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So next one's from the Disco Mark. For the Redneck Riviera, Florida. Subject: my Conan AI scam disco. I want you to tell me if this scam I'm running is acceptable or disrespectful. So I downloaded this app called Remix AI. It's free in the App Store. It allows you to upload any photos you want. It generates an AI image from the photos. So I uploaded a picture of Conan and a picture of me and asked the AI to make a picture of us together laughing and having a good time. The AI only takes 10 seconds to generate an image. And once it did, I screenshotted it and put it on my phone's pictures. Now, when I go out to eat dinner at a local Mexican restaurant, I show the managers the AI picture of me and Lucha Legend Conan, and I usually get my meal comped. I also promise the manager a signed picture from Conan next time I show up, which I just buy off eBay for like $10. So far, I've calculated meal savings of close to $400 based on the number of times I've done this trick at many different Mexican restaurants along the Redneck Riviera. I sent the AI picture to Joe's email for proof of me and K-Dog's friendship. Isn't this the purpose of AI disco? P.S. Conan's autograph was worth more than the $10 on eBay, and if you buy memorable moment pictures and such, I just buy the stock WCW picks and hand them out. K-Dog's reach is far and wide. Why not exploit it in this food and inflationary environment?
Here's the pictures.
That's hysterical. That is absolutely hysterical. That is great. You got any more? That's you and the guy. That's the stuff he shows how he shows the Mexican restaurant managers that he's friends with Conan and gets free meals.
Yeah, there's no way anybody's believing that.
That's hysterical.
No way.
I like that one.
Do you like the Brokeback Mountain one?
No, that's 100%. And I want a Mexican. I'm gonna make a meme out of that in Mexican, but Brokeback Mountain in Mexican. Okay. What do you think about the scam this guy's got going, Conan? Well, I'd like to shout out if there's any what's the word I want to use here? If there's any Mexican restaurant managers in Florida that are listening to this show, that be on the lookout for this guy.
Right.
What do you think about this, Conan?
Very amateur. It's photoshopping. I doubt he's gotten a free meal at all.
I bet you if he did a Photoshop with Hoovy, he'd get free meals. Next from Eric Blanco from Midland, Texas. My question is for Disco and Conan. In your opinion, if Nash would have went to Vince and got the match or better offer he was looking for, never went to WCW, how would the future of the NWO would have panned out? I don't even know if there would have been an NWO, to be honest with you. Well, there was because it was Hall. And yeah, it wouldn't have worked without Nash.
Hall, and then Waltman was on his way.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a very difficult question. I have no clue.
I just
wouldn't have been as impactful. If the NWO would have come in and it wasn't Nat Hall and then Nash, it was like Hall and then X-Pac and then...
Like
Ted DiBiase,
Virgil,
yeah, just right.
Bulldog was rumored too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but Nash made it work. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yes.
Yeah. When do you come to Canada for a tour? More specifically, Vancouver. That's Kevin from Vancouver. Never for me because I can't get into Canada. How about you, Cody? What do you want to go to? You ready to go to Vancouver, Conan, for the right price?
Yes.
Next up, Joseph from Plainville, Texas. With somebody trying to form a successful spring football league, do you think it would work if the NFL got involved and used the actual team names? For instance, the Spring League Giants versus Spring League Chargers, maybe capitalize on the tribalism of the NFL to truly give us a viable spring football league.
They're still being lesser skilled players.
So it happens to be partnered with the NFL, and they're not.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that would work. They can't license those team names. It's impossible.
Yeah.
There. It's a silly question. I was wondering, you know how I know Plainville, Texas? It's like one of the greatest. There's a clip of the Plainville, Texas football team, and they have like this miraculous comeback, and it's like a very famous clip from Texas high school football. Look that up, Joe. Plainview, Texas football comeback. Just there. Jason Turpin from Mintel, North Carolina. Hey, guys. I want to ask Conan about psychosis. I saw that Mass Republic was starting a GoFundMe for him for breaking his hip. Just wondering if you had any other details on that. My question is about Mr. Wrestling number 2's finisher. Number 2 would do a knee lift where he could slap his opponent's back. Is it well known you guys hate the leg slap? What do you guys think about the back slap? Do you think that move could be done today? Here's a clip of him slapping the hell out of Arn Anderson, which may be therapeutic for Disco. The clip is played at 5 minutes and 14 seconds, Joe. Thanks, and that's from Jason Turpin. P.S. Is there any way we can get more notice for you when you schedule the Patreon roundtables? I'd like to be on at some point. Thanks. Yes. Joe, give him a notification.
I sure will.
Yeah, because I have a feeling that Joe probably calls the day of.
And we usually don't know till the day of.
Well, then.
Or the day before. I put it up as soon as we confirm. I put it up.
Right.
Okay. This is what he wanted us to see.
I know what he's going to do.
And there is the coup de grace delivered by one of the fighters.
Well, he's very believable. You know,
here's the thing, like we've said before, he was the only guy doing it. You weren't seeing that move 10 times in a show.
And plus two, the action of if you're bringing your knee up to smack to knee
it looks
the guy
very
butt,
believable.
And you're smacking him on the back while you're doing it. It looks like you're trying to squish him. That's not like the thigh slap's nothing. The thigh slap's just there to do some noise, you know? I don't know.
Or the above the head.
The what now?
The above the head clap that what's his face does.
Oh, the AR Fox does.
AR Fox, yeah.
Above the head.
That's
clap.
Only one guy though.
Right. It looks like right.
Well, this Plano versus John Tyler is like four and a half minutes long. Do you want to see it?
Play it at the 2 minutes and 30 seconds. The last 2 minutes.
Yep.
They were down by like 20 something points or 30 points or something. Okay.
Well, let me go back just to get the picture. You can see the score and everything.
All right. Thought game over, baby. First and 10, ball at the 44. Whitley, straight drop. Pretty good protection. Throws. Terrence Green.
One hand.
Rip kick. Now tell me they're quitting that one, buddy.
What a player.
Tell me they're quitting that one. Never die. 2:24 to go. Jay Cadell to the right. Terrence Green to the left, and I'm going to 88 again. What do you say, Coach?
They're bringing the backers on the outside again.
Backside. Lay it out.
Oh, yeah.
Lay it out.
Oh, look at this
run. In the end zone. Kevin Coy from Memphis Effort and Jeff Whitley. Way to get rid of the football, baby. Fourth and 5, folks, from the 5. 1:31 possibly left in somebody's career here. Bubba Woods in motion. Whitley.
Touchdown.
John Braddock cuts down.
Come on, baby.
Sidekick.
Easy. Slow down.
Up. Yes, sir. They got it.
Wait. I like the redneck analysis of Nathan Jenkins' start.
Oh, hell.
1:24 left to go. 10-point ball game. And the Plano East Panthers absolutely refused to say quit. Rico Hall blitz. Three pass to Grill.
He's going. Yeah. Now that's free. Oh, 30.
God damn.
25.
He's going. Oh, he's just looking at me. Oh, baby. Oh,
going to get out.
What? Good gosh, somebody.
If they score,
I don't want to jump out of this baby.
Woods in motion. Whitley.
Yes, sir. Ross down. Get on, baby. Out, baby. That is down. John Braddock.
Not over yet. Hey. Get a 2-point here, and they're within a field goal of winning the game.
Winning the game.
Winning game.
Winning.
Well, here we go, folks. Can the improbable happen 3 times?
It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Pause the thinking.
They got it again. Gosh, I don't believe it. This is unbelievable. We woke up Pearl the Cookie Man Miller going to throw. Throw's back.
He's going to get it. I don't believe it.
Oh, my. Do you believe it?
Everybody on their cars and the radio back to Plano.
Oh,
the greatest comeback of all time. Of all time.
It has to be. 24 seconds left. I done wet my britches. Unbelievable.
All right, just seconds rub.
Got a crazy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. No. Come on. No.
Whoa.
I don't believe it. God bless those kids. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
Wow.
What a great punchline of that whole season.
And that was right after three onside kicks, they converted three touchdowns. Fucking
Plato,
shit.
Never forget that. Plato kick.
That's fun because I didn't know the result. That's why I was actually surprised. When they ran it back. Right. Holy shit.
Wild Bill from York, PA, Pennsylvania. Hey, K100, Big Little Brawlers is a show about the micro wrestling generation. If you got a chance to see it live a few years ago, it was a great time. Question for Disco. There's a wrestler named Disco Dom. Had he ever appeared to you, approached you for permission to use a gimmick, and what do you think of it? Would you consider wrestling him for the usage? Thanks. So the name Disco? No. Disco Dom would be like a combination of me and Dominic Mysterio, you would think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, take a look.
Disco Dom?
Here's Disco Dom right there.
He's a little person. Can I say midget or can I say mid-little person?
I think each guy prefers, they all prefer different, right? Just say little person. I think that's
Disco Dom. Yeah, I'm going to go, yeah.
That covers everything.
Do you want to condemn that, Cody? I'm going to condemn that.
Yeah.
Let's condemn that. Well, I'm going to condemnation music, Joe, for the condemnation Disco Dom for stealing my gimmick. I don't care if it's a little
person. I like that.
All right, that's enough. He's condemned. What's good, fellas? It's the mayor of K100. So I really want to speak on something that's been in my mind for a bit, and I think it's even more prevalent now than it was before. I have to keep 100 like the show says and say that I think Mercedes Monet's character is the most corny shit I've seen in a very, very long time. This girl is supposed to be a likable character for me to cheer for, and she is out there making money puns to rhyme with her name, have a built-in CEO chant in her music. The entrance music itself is corny, and she straight up reminds you of girls from the inner city to get a little bit of money and get their hair done and get their nails done, and they become stank as hell. I want to let everybody know they got a little something in their pocket like anybody gives an F. I would have said hood girls, but she's not. I would say hood girls, but she's not belligerent and loud like girls where I grew up in North Jersey. I think it's just a miss as a character where it's beyond the point of I don't really want you to win wrestling matches, but I don't even want to be in the same room as you. Jeez. Not sure the person Mercedes is a kind of nice person does not have these offensive sensibilities about her like character does. I'll just say that this character can kick rocks and flip-flops and is a total channel changer. Again, I got to keep 100. This is co-signed by my fiance, who grew up in the same area as me. We know girls that are like this character in many ways, and that shit is ass to be around them. My question this week is a lighthearted one to balance out what I just threw at you. I just got a new cat, and I was going through pet names. I was wondering, what are some of the best pet names you've come across in pets that you've owned or people that you know of them? Some get really creative and out there, but I just want to get a few from you guys. When we used to have Shetland sheepdogs, okay, Shelties, my mom used to breed them back when I was like 30 years ago, right? Maybe 40 years ago, because when I was a kid. But whenever we had the litter, okay, the biggest puppy in the litter, we'd always call him Bozo. which is funny. What do you think about that? Kind of calling the biggest, is it kind of offensive to call the biggest one Bozo? Like it's kind of like it's a offensive.
It's demeaning. It is demeaning to the dog, yes.
Bozo. What do you think of that, Cody?
I'd rather you call Joe that. Nothing.
Ah,
how about this?
That's
how about,
hideous.
Joe, I got a new gimmick for you. Jozo the Bozo. Cody, what do you
think
about that?
I like that.
That's a good one, right?
Make a shirt of
100%, right? Jozo the Bozo shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like a fucking jet. Joe won't, so somebody make a shirt of Jozo.
Yeah, Durbin, get on that as soon as possible. Joe, we'll sell them. Cody, me and you. Out of the back, we'll sell. We'll send some to R-Truth, and you can sell them out of the back of the rental.
Or we can pass them out during the match between him and Cleve.
insult him a little bit. He got a little out of order.
Him and KG? Oh, he wanted me and Billy to have a boxing match.
Right. Next is some yellow hard hat. Subject is time's up. Question for Conan before the others. Nikita Lyons is out for the second time in 12 months with some type of knee injury.
That's a shame.
Considering this is NXT and the schedule is way, way more easy than the main roster schedule, you think this might be a sign that WWE just isn't for her. I mean, her gimmick is that she can do all that advanced martial arts stuff, but how can WWE make booking plans to her if she's hurt all the time? Should they just release her, or do you think there's a way around that? No, don't release her. She's money. I mean, just try to get that shit right, you know? What else is she going to do? She's still young. She's got plenty of time. Do you watch it? Is she a good character on NXT, Conan?
Yeah, but like she's always hurt. You know, she came back and she was hurt immediately. You know, she's real thick too. I wouldn't consider her fat at all, but maybe it's a lot of weight on her knees. Maybe she lost a little bit of weight or she wears knee braces, you know, on both knees. I don't know. But yeah, you don't get rid of her because she got hurt twice.
Right. Next on Daniel French, subject to solo booking. Question for Conan. Hey, Conan, we just watched a K-100 clip you guys did talk about while Judgment Day's been booked really well. Balor and Priest haven't, as a tag team, haven't because they just haven't had any storylines in months, just matches. Which got me thinking about the other big faction, WWE, the Bloodline. What is your opinion of the booking of Solo Sikoa? Apart from storyline with John Cena, he hasn't got one singles pay-per-view match or angle. I get that he's young and so likely has at least a decade in the wrestling business left him, but you consider this to be good booking? I mean, if Bloodline is all about power, why is he never booked into a Mitch Hart title angle? Well, they're in the Bloodline booking for the long term, so he's still a strong character. I wouldn't say...
Right.
You know, I wouldn't look
strong character. Right.
Next is a Gary Hans. Subject is, you guys aren't tough. Hi, Conan. You think you're tough because you were in the military? Yeah, right. Hey, Disco. You think you're tough because you're still jacked in your 50s? I don't sweat you. Hey, Joe. You think you're tough because you fight Marines in a bar? You like to hurt your fingers playing video games. If you guys think you're so tough, then prove it. Try to get through this Kenny Omega promo. If you guys think you're so tough, then prove it by trying to get through this Kenny Omega promo. This might be the legitimate worst promo in history, and we deserve to hear you guys tear at a new one. Let's hear the promo. Joe, how long has it been?
12 minutes.
12? Nope. I'll watch it, and then since there's a couple clips from it, we'll play it.
So let's make this.
Well, let me finish email.
If somebody's going to send a long promo, edit it, because we don't like to hear shit over 2 minutes
unless
it's really good.
Question. Do you think stuff like this, Kenny Omega clearly not taking so seriously, is one of the main reasons why so many people out there just can't get behind him? That's the whole thing with AEW, is that they're not really serious. Like everything.
No, Disco. This was a promo in TNA when he and Don were over there with the belt and shit. So they were both being smug characters who probably were supposed to not, we're not taking these fuckers seriously. That kind of thing, I think, was part of the character.
All right. Did you watch the promo, Joe? It's 12 minutes
through. I sped through it a little bit. Yeah, it was just him and Don in the impact zone.
Okay. Next is some Kevin Donald, such as Booker T trolling. About a week ago on a show, Booker T revealed that he and his old real-life rival got into it backstage at an NXT show. And they were talking about it more in the following episode of the podcast. There's all the dirt sheets talking about how they had to be separated and all these great sources talk about the heat between Punk and Booker T. Only for Booker T to reveal a week later in his podcast he made the entire thing up and that he and Punk had been cool with each other for months. He completely trolled and exposed the dirt sheet writers. Conan, Disco, and Joe, what do you think about Booker T's troll work? Do you think this will not cause piece of shit dirt sheet writers to now target him, go looking for offensive comments from the past and try to mess with him? No. The dirt sheet guys don't mark out for Booker, you know?
But what offensive comments?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Booker's done that before where he's kind of tried to work everybody. Remember, wasn't it him and Corey Graves?
Let me tell you one thing. It's like when I see on my timeline, when I see headlines or dirt sheets, quite often the headline, I'm like thinking immediately somebody's fed them that information. That doesn't really seem like it's actually probably true.
Right.
You know, that's what I get. Do you think the same way these days?
Yes. Kind of?
Yeah, the dirt sheet media has got to start getting a little bit more accurate with a lot of their shit because, like, all of them have been missing the mark lately. And I think that's because of the polarization of the of wrestling fans, you know, the AEW fans, the WWE. I think there's actors in both companies that are trying to manipulate the dirt sheets and trying to, you know, they're feeding them false information. You know, I would think that. Where else do they get in a story? They're telling something that's not true. I mean, they're either making it up or somebody's telling them that.
Right.
You know, what do you think it is, Conan? What percentage of these stories from the, like, all these, even the lesser dirt sheets, what percentage do you think they make up, and what percentage do you think they've actually talked to somebody?
Well, to tell you the truth, Disco, I may not be that qualified to answer that question because I don't read anybody's site. And the only one that I'll read is Meltzer, those daily things that he has.
Let me, for example, you get the Dave's actual, do you have it online or do you get the paper, the actual?
Yeah, no, I read the thing. I read the thing that he does every day,
like a daily news update on the website,
on the internet, and the daily news update on the internet. Okay, all right. So you just a daily news update, just like the basic stuff.
Yeah, that.
But then when you get the actual newsletter comes out, what do you read in the, like, what news do you read in the actual newsletter that interests you?
Well, he writes a lot, so I just.
That's the thing. Which subject?
I can usually tell within the first few lines if I want to read the thing, but. You know, he doesn't really write anything about AAA because I hardly talk to him about AAA at all.
Does he write a lot about CMLL?
He writes a little bit more because I think there's more CMLL fans right now and they want them to do good. So they give him a lot of information. But I don't really read what they're doing because I'm in Mexico, so I kind of already know. If I see a story like the Vince story, I'll read that because that's interesting to me. Or the Rock story. Like there was one now that they were talking about, there's this big, like, I guess Rock came out and said that all that's bullshit that Meltzer had said that, you know, he can use foul language and other people can't. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had spoken to somebody backstage that told me before this article came out, and I said it on the show, I believe, that, you know, there was heat because he's the only one that can use dirty words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next was the Horny Gallowagger, somebody's bronze. What do you think for years now? You guys have pointed out how badly Tony Khan has booked us, big guys like Brian Cage and Wardlow and AEW. But I'm writing to ask the K-100 team's opinion on the booking of a big guy WWE, Bronson Reed. A little over a year ago, they had him chasing the U.S. title as part of the big crazy Elimination Chamber match, and since then, he's really done nothing. Plus, he keeps calling people out, keeps losing, and none of his matches ever make it to WWE. I get that he got some time off to help his wife during the later stages of her pregnancy, but do you think that WWE are wasting a talent that could pretty much be the modern-day version of Vader? I don't know, Gavin. I mean, they got to give him some good verbiage because I don't really care much for the guy, and I'm not interested in seeing him wrestle right now, to be honest. And that's not his fault, really. It's just, you know, they should do something with him, or, you know, do something with his character because
it's very weird because he hasn't been, like, you know, he hasn't been used as bad as Cage and who was the other guy that he said? And
Wardlow.
And Wardlow, right? But. Because he's gotten some wins, some high-profile wins. He was in that storyline with Nakamura, and I forgot the other person, Ricochet, I believe. But he's kind of like Ricochet. They push him, then they stop, then they push him, then they stop, and you're like, what's going on here? You know, well, Ricochet should be way more over than he is, and so should Bronson.
Well, the problem is they stick these guys into the abyss of booking angles where they're in – it's a three-way angle where all three guys like each other and they all interfere in the matches that the other one's having and they all wrestle each other and then just wrap. And the next thing you know, you've gone 6 weeks and I couldn't care less about anything.
Right, and it's like what I call walking around the block. They're
right, walking around the block, right back where they started with the guy. But you know what he would actually be? If you give him a makeover, this guy could have been like a Monster Stash type character. Remember Monster?
Yeah,
the Monster from Lucha. Put like a mask on this guy. He's a big guy, you know, dress him up like that or something. And all of a sudden he's just by his appearance, he's a more intimidating character, you know, like they could use a new monster. There's no monsters anymore. Like a monster guy, you know, I don't know. Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No, K-100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to GetFlitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano infused, which is basically nano emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.